Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
Denmark, introducing Falun Dafa in Copenhagen's city center. Practitioners from Denmark and Sweden held activities in Copenhagen's city center on August 20th to introduce Falun Dafa to tourists and local residents. They displayed posters, banners, and distributed information about the practice and ongoing persecution in China, while collecting many signatures on a petition to end the atrocities taking place there. The banners were in both Chinese and English and communicated, "Falun Dafa is good. Support 400 million people who quit the Chinese Communist Party and stop organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners." Practitioners demonstrated the Falun Gong exercises and distributed informational materials, in addition to an attention-getting exhibition exposing the CCP's torture of Dafa practitioners in China. Practitioners performed songs and instrumental pieces to encourage people to help end the atrocities in China. A Swedish practitioner named Carol shared with people what Falun Dafa is and discussed the persecution in China. In her presentations, she said, "A meditation system based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, Falun Dafa is beneficial for mind and body. Because the number of practitioners exceeded members of the Chinese Communist Party, former CCP leader Jiang Zemin started to persecute the group in July 1999, and the tragedy has gone on for 23 years. Freedom of belief should be respected everywhere on this planet. We hope more people can help end the brutal suppression against innocent people for their belief." Two hearing-impaired passers-by read the posters, and after communicating with one another using sign language, they gave practitioners a thumbs up. They were each presented with a handcrafted paper lotus flower. The pair indicated that they were glad to receive the gifts and expressed thanks by holding the flowers and pamphlets high above their heads. When two middle-aged women heard how the CCP kills practitioners and sells their organs for profit, they were in tears. As one woman signed the petition, she shared, "These tragedies break my heart." The other one hugged a practitioner and said, "We won't forget this."
Chinese man released after serving 20 years for tapping into cable TV to expose defamatory propaganda against his faith. Falun Gong practitioner Mr. Wei Junren was released from prison on August 13, 2022, and reunited with his family in Pingliang City, Gansu Province, after serving a 20-year sentence for tapping into TV signals to debunk the massive defamatory propaganda against Falun Gong in 2002. Shortly after the Chinese Communist Party launched the campaign against the spiritual discipline of Falun Gong in 1999, the state-owned media bombarded the entire country with demonizing propaganda against the practice to justify its persecution. Countless practitioners were arrested, detained, tortured, and killed, practices that continue even today. Back in 2002, the general public turned a blind eye to the relentless persecution in front of them and despised Falun Gong practitioners for causing trouble to the regime, likely because they believed the propaganda. With all legal channels to appeal against the persecution blocked to them, Falun Gong practitioners in Changchun City, Jilin Province, the birthplace of Falun Gong, tapped into the local cable system in March 2002 to broadcast programs exposing the illegality and brutality of the persecution. Inspired by them, practitioners in 10 other provinces, including Gansu Province, risked their lives to spread the truth by tapping into their local TV signals. In August 2002, over a three-day period, practitioners successfully broadcasted two video clips clarifying facts about Falun Gong over cable TV in Xining City, Tsinghua Province, and in certain areas in the Lanzhou region, Gansu Province. The broadcast lasted half an hour. These television broadcasts greatly shocked the Chinese officials. At least 15 Falun Gong practitioners were arrested, interrogated, and tortured as a result. The courts handed out prison sentences to practitioners in 2002, ranging from a 7-year sentence up to a more common 20-year one. Among these practitioners, Mr. He, a police officer himself, was tortured to death in 2003. He was 53 years old. Another practitioner, Mr. Liu, died in prison in 2006. Mr. Wei, who survived the 20 hellish years of imprisonment and torture, has become a witness to the soul-stirring history that testifies to the practitioner's unbreakable faith and courage in the face of the all-around terror and tyranny imposed by the Chinese Communist Party.
Adelaide, Australia, rally celebrates 400 million people having quit Chinese Communist Party organizations. Falun Dafa practitioners in South Australia held a rally on August 15, 2022 at Adelaide's Victoria Square to celebrate the withdrawals of 400 million people from the Chinese Communist Party and its affiliated organizations. Ms. May, the organizer of the event, addressed the rally and proclaimed, "The CCP is going to sink under the tide of the withdrawals. The CCP does not equal China, and being patriotic does not mean one has to love the CCP. As a Chinese, quitting the CCP means choosing a bright future." Many office workers passed by the rally, and some said they knew of the CCP's bad deeds. They expressed their support and encouraged practitioners. Many signed the petition calling for the disintegration of the CCP. James, a teacher, held a camera with a telephoto lens and took pictures of the rally from a distance. He said that he heard about practitioners' activities from the media and other channels before, but he did not expect to see them in Adelaide that day. He agreed with the message on the banners and said it was a good campaign. James said, "The CCP conducts brainwashing propaganda here in Australia. I think the CCP is very evil. It prohibits free speech and persecutes the Chinese. It employs violence, racism, and genocidal techniques." Davidson, an Aboriginal gentleman in his 60s, has long known how the CCP persecutes good people who believe in truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and immediately signed the petition against the persecution. He also asked the 5 Indigenous people next to him to sign. Davidson said, "Events like this need to be persistent, nonstop, and held frequently so that more people can learn about this important information." Lynn signed the petition and said that she would take the information she received from them to the community library. She wants everyone to do their part in upholding freedom of belief and freedom of speech.
San Francisco. Falun Dafa practitioners hold grand celebration parade. The Northern California Quitting the CCP Center held a grand parade in San Francisco on August 20, 2022, to celebrate the 400 million brave Chinese citizens who have renounced their membership in the Chinese Communist Party and its affiliated organizations. According to the Epoch Times, quitting the CCP website, this landmark number of withdrawals from the CCP has been achieved since the Epoch Times published the 9 commentaries on the Communist Party in November of 2004. The parade, made up of several divisions, set off at noon, and practitioners marched along San Francisco's main streets before culminating in Chinatown. Non-practitioners who joined in the parade called on their Chinese compatriots to see through the CCP's nature and break away from the regime to have a bright future. After learning that hundreds of millions of individuals have severed their ties to the CCP, Ms. Sherry Whitaker said that she applauded people for stepping forward to quit the Chinese Communist Party and taking positive action for their future. Nafesh A., who moved from Iran to the U.S., lives in the East Bay Area. She was drawn by the peaceful exercises and music. She was curious after seeing the banner with the message, "The CCP is on the brink of collapse." She said, "As an Iranian, I know how totalitarian governments treat their people. I have never seen a group like this, fighting for freedom of belief through such peaceful means. I am moved by their actions." Daniel Haynam, a new practitioner, said he was delighted to take part in the parade and that he sees the CCP as a modern-day Nazi regime. Scott Shields, who lives in the Bay Area, said he saw a Shenyin performance several years ago and learned about the persecution of Falun Gong there. He then started to take an interest in DAFA. He also began to look into why the group was being suppressed in China. Scott said, "The CCP is an evil organization in its bones. If such an evil group is at odds with Falun Dafa, who teaches truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, then it is obvious the CCP is a group that is the opposite. Everyone in the Western society should support ending the CCP because communism is evil. They have infiltrated in every corner of our lives. It is terrible. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance are universal values. We should follow such moral guidelines."
Germany. Children learn to put truthfulness, compassion, forbearance into practice at Mingwei Summer Camp. Young Falun Dafa practitioners from several countries throughout Europe attended a Mingwei summer camp held in the German state of North Rhine-Westphalia from August 4th through the 12th, 2022. Each day began and ended with practitioners doing Fa study and the exercises quietly outside. During the day, from 9 o'clock in the morning to 5 o'clock in the afternoon, attendees took part in various traditional culture classes that included music, chess, calligraphy, and drawing. Teachers also took the children on outings and had special activities like a campfire. The children behaved exceptionally well and did not act addicted to their mobile phones, as many other people their age do. Conflicts sometimes cannot be avoided among children from different countries who speak different languages. At the camp, parents and teachers did not emphasize who was right or wrong, but encouraged the young practitioners to look within to find the cause of the conflict. Shi Lian, aged 11, felt that one girl was easily agitated and hard to get along with. The teacher reminded her to reflect on her own shortcomings, and after she thought about it, discovered that she also had difficulty controlling herself. She realized the classmate's behavior was a reflection of her own shortcomings. She then understood how important it is to forbear. The teacher reminded Shi Lian to thank this girl for helping her see her own issues. After she changed her perception, Shi Lian later said she no longer felt it hard to get along with her classmates. One mother from Berlin helped out at the summer camp and was gratified to see the changes in her child. She said, My child is considered smart in school and usually gets good grades without having to work hard. While attending the summer camp, she found it a challenge to learn basic Chinese classical dance movements. She discovered she had to keep practicing in order to do the movements and consequently cherish the results of her efforts. To me, what she went through is a great lesson. It helped her understand what it means to work hard. Another mother said the camp was a wonderful opportunity for so many children of Falun Dafa practitioners to come together and learn to improve together. At the camp, her son lived with other teenage kids in the same room. His roommates woke one another up in the morning to go outside and do the exercises. At the end of the camp, the children presented a two-hour performance. They demonstrated the five sets of exercises during the first half of the performance, as well as classical Chinese dance. In the second half of the show, the young practitioners sang and performed music composed by Dafa practitioners, as well as classical pieces. The MC introduced Falun Dafa and the traditional Chinese culture to the audience. Parents and teachers were delighted to see the attendees' positive changes. Many parents said their children did the exercises conscientiously after returning home from camp. They also noted that the kids became more compassionate and patient after attending group FA study twice daily. Parents who participated in the camp hope that it will be held again next year because it provides an environment for young practitioners to improve in cultivation with others their own age.
Vancouver, Canada. Rally and Parade celebrates 400 million people who quit the Chinese Communist Party's organizations. A rally was held in front of the Vancouver Art Museum on August 20th, followed by a parade through the center of Vancouver, to celebrate the 400 million Chinese people who have withdrawn from the CCP and its youth organizations. Many people stopped to watch the activities, take photos, and cheer on the participants. Some explained that they came from communist countries, and so they had a deep appreciation of the activities. A shared sentiment was that communism is bad in all aspects, in all countries, but people living in free countries don't realize it. Feng Jianguo, a businessman from China, attended the rally wearing a t-shirt with the words, "Destroy the Communist Party and then there will be a new China." He explained that his kind Dafa practitioner mother was detained and tortured for distributing Falun Gong leaflets. In order to help her recuperate, he took her into his home after she was released from detention. Local CCP officials then began harassing and stealing from him. Feng Jianguo immigrated to Canada 2.5 years ago. He never expected that the CCP had also infiltrated Canada. He said, "We Chinese are pleased to see that more and more Canadians recognize the evil nature of the CCP. We encourage the Canadian government to reject evil." Vancouver resident Hui vehemently said that he wanted to support this movement, that every day the CCP wields power to infiltrate the media. He is glad to help the Chinese people take a stand. Ms. Fang, a volunteer representative of the Vancouver C Center for Quitting the CCP and the organizer of the event, said at the rally, "The withdrawal from the CCP organizations is an opportunity for the kind-hearted Chinese people to get salvation. Communism is not a way out, but a dead end. The disintegration of the CCP is a historic inevitability, and no one can stop it. Abandoning the CCP will bring one a bright future."
Oakland, California, hundreds more people quit the CCP during the Mid-Autumn Street Fair. The Oakland, California Mid-Autumn Street Fair was held on August 20 and August 21st after a 2-year hiatus during the pandemic. For over two decades, Falun Dafa practitioners have utilized this event as an opportunity to introduce the practice and present info about its status in China. Many people stopped to talk with practitioners and learned about its persecution. During the two-day street fair, 203 people quit the CCP organizations and 436 people signed the petition to reject the CCP. A woman named Hong from Shanghai asked for a copy of the 9 commentaries on the Communist Party. She said she borrowed the book from a friend and read it once, but now she wanted her own copy. She explained that she did not know the CCP well in the past. Now she has realized that the party does all kinds of bad deeds to deceive people and rakes in profit for corrupt party officials. Hong said, in the past several months, Shanghai has been under lockdown and people have suffered so much. Now, more and more Shanghai residents are against the CCP. A practitioner handed her a copy of the 9 commentaries. When asked if she would like to withdraw from the party using a pseudonym, Hong replied that she will use her real name, that she is a member of the CCP, Youth League, and Young Pioneers, and that she does not want any of them now. An elderly gentleman named Fan spoke with a practitioner at the information booth and was asked if he joined any CCP organizations. Fan said, "Yes, but I do not take it seriously." The practitioner explained that when a person joins any of its organizations, they vow to devote his or her life to the regime. The person will be implicated when the CCP is held accountable for its crimes. Fan immediately said he wanted to renounce his membership in the CCP, Youth League, and Young Pioneers. He called the CCP a demon and said it should be destroyed. Some people tried to give practitioners donations. Practitioners thanked them and explained no donations are ever accepted. Noticing some practitioners in their 80s are very healthy, quite a few passers-by said they wanted to learn the exercises and asked where they could do so. Jay Ian, a man in his 50s, chatted with practitioners. He said his 80-year-old mother was infected during the pandemic. Doctors said she would not recover, and her family began planning her funeral. A neighbor suggested that she read the Falun Dafa teachings, and she accepted the advice. Jay Ian admitted, "We did not expect it would work." He then added, "But mother recovered and is very healthy." Mom also told everyone what happened and says, "Falun Dafa is great."
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.